Each week we like to find out what's doing around the Singleton District, and today we're having a chat with Mayor Sue Moore. Sue, how are we doing?
Well, thanks, Andrew.
That's the way. You got a meeting coming up next week.
Yeah, a regular council meeting on Monday night. There's some interesting things on the agenda, of course, the public exhibition and draft Singleton Council motorbike trail feasibility study. So I know there's a lot of people that have been keenly looking at that, so that item will be there for further discussion. Council's long-term financial plan and consideration of the lease of the cafe at the Singleton Civic Centre. So we've got a new interested party for taking over the kitchen and run a cafe in the Civic Centre area.
That's good.
So that'll be another important item. And, of course, remembering that people can either come to the council meeting or they can tune in and watch our live stream.
That would get them ready for putting their hand up to be able to join the council with the elections coming up later this year.
Absolutely. Anyone that's interested, we're actively trying to get people to think about that if they've ever thought of running for council. This next council term will be a 3-year term, not a 4-year term. So it is a commitment, though. It's a big commitment to make. Our meetings will change to a Tuesday evening in the next council term. So anybody that ever thought about it, we'll be having lots of meetings and information sessions as we move into July.
Now, this week you had your Community Economic Fund meeting.
Community Economic Development Fund meeting. We had our second ever meeting this week. Obviously, the committee was formed late last year and approached to utilising the voluntary planning agreements to support local community and the economic status of our single and local area. So the board includes councillors, senior council staff and representatives of mining companies. So looking forward to our next meeting, which will be in August. Initially, our meetings are largely just discussing the framework of how we'll look at projects, how projects will come in, what the amounts will be, the pool that we'll open up for the amounts for projects that we will accept, how we'll look at application forms, what will need to be on application forms. So we're really looking at the nuts and bolts of how that will work. So the next meeting will consider how we'll engage with the community and the information that we'll put out for the community as far as information for what those grant applications and opportunities will look like.
With that particular, that group, that meeting, is that like a committee? So decisions that are made would then be have to be confirmed by council, for example?
Well, no, it's actually a board in itself. It doesn't have to be endorsed back to council as such, but it will report back to council through the end of year reports.
Okay. And finally, federal elections coming up soon. We don't exactly know when, though, do we?
No, we don't. It's obviously on the radar. It has to happen before May next year. So we're already starting to work with candidates. Obviously, we've got our advocacy agenda that we've, or Mark 3 of our advocacy agenda that we've been reviewing and already written to the Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Minister and Leader of the Opposition, getting ready for putting ourselves out there as to what our needs are in our area for a federal election, federal campaign. The Nationals have already endorsed their candidate,
yes.
James Thompson. I've met with James. He seems like a brilliant young man and wish him all the best working through for the federal elections. I think it's sort of rumoured that it may happen towards the end of this year, but who knows?
My money's on March. There's a lot to be discussed between now and then. Sue Moore, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with Singleton Council.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.